Hi, Jim and them. I hear that your podcast is absolutely incredible. It's a showstopper every time.
Just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Well, fuck, let's get it, Nate.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why?
Can I scream?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Cut some papers, you bitches.
Who wants me? Who the fuck wants me?
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
And they call it a mime. A mime.
I did everything right and they indicted me.
Mr. White's gay for me. Everyone knows that.
Boom! Double chunk chocolate cookie!
Low serve ill.
I have nothing left except Spider-Man.
Yeah, why don't you go cry to your gay dad about it?
I just want to take a piss.
Victory! Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen! Victory! Victory! Oh, welcome everyone to Jim and Them. This, my friends, is a Corey Feldman show. This, my friends, is a victory show. Well, half victory, I should say. We're slowly but surely taking back our battlegrounds, if you will.
Yeah. We're taking back all our videos 10 days at a time.
Yeah, we are.
Every single one of them.
Yeah, we are.
Over and over until we die.
We're winning the battles, not the war.
Well, we're in both. We're going to win both of
you
them.
You got to win battles to win the war. That's what I love left 2.2.
if you're not aware, our part one of our documentary, what is it? Corey Feldman, artist, the man behind the love.
Yeah, outside the box.
Of course, that's what it's called.
Directed by Jake Perry, has been restored after being wrongfully taken down by the demon ghoul. Well, no, he's not a ghoul. Corey's the goblin ghoul.
Yeah.
So by the demon,
the toady,
something or other.
The toady.
Yes.
The
worm tongue.
You're not even Scut Farkas. You're Grover Dill.
Wait, but you're telling me that he had 10 days to simply prove the truth and he couldn't do that?
Nope, couldn't do it. So
Grover Dill looking ass.
The video is back up. Part two will be up on our channel shortly.
Then pulled down.
Yeah, then probably pulled down.
But then back up in 10 days, baby.
Well, if he keeps up with that shit, I'm going to have to write to YouTube and be like, look, you see what this guy's doing, right?
They'll see this eventually. Bullshit.
This guy's a goddamn... Oh,
that's
actually,
the upside to us winning is that in the future, he can't just keep doing that over and over.
What's great is that I saw that he'd uploaded the documentary as well. Like,
because he had to, because even in the email, he was like, it's nowhere.
Sure. So, yeah, again, just real quick recap. It was Jake Perry, the director slash Corey Feldman's assistant.
Yeah, the director, in quotes. Yeah.
He, on his YouTube channel, he did 5 days ago, or I guess maybe 6 or 7 days ago at this point, he had uploaded the doc because I saw it in one of my suggested videos.
Yeah.
And I clicked on it, though. It's been since made private. Well, I don't know if that's changed since then.
It's like was it Donner that made the Fantastic Four movie? And it was really just to keep the rights. Like it wasn't.
Corman.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
He essentially did that for the same reason. It's like, in the future, I should put this somewhere of my own so that I can say, look, here it is.
I don't think it's quite that because he posted it on his Facebook. Like, hey, the documentary's up. Go watch it. And then, he made it private. So what I think happened is he saw that our video was getting views.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, what the fuck? Those are my views. And he put it up.
Ah.
And he did get, 1,000 views on it in a few days. But I imagine it was like, ring, ring, ring. Hey, Jake, what are you doing? You're cutting into our box set sales. Like, because that's supposed to be an exclusive perk.
I was going
to
say, we reported as you can't just upload it without commentary.
No, exactly.
That's
right?
Corey's money.
Yeah, hey, we report his video.
We're not, yeah, we're,
this belongs to Jake.
We just rat
we're
out.
Doing a review so people will buy the box set.
Yeah, we rat him out to Corey. We're like, do you see what this guy's doing, bro?
This
like,
belongs to Corey Feldman.
He put it up unedited, my guy.
A more petty podcast would report that for a strike. And then he could just upload.
Couldn't be us. We're too fair.
We're too fair.
Yeah, his channel right now. Yeah, right now it's not showing it currently. So I don't know. My theory again is that Corey got on the horn and was like, Jake, what are you doing? We're finally moving some of these box sets thanks to Jim and them.
We finally moved a box set.
But you got to be careful when you use terminology like that, Jim, because Corey getting on the horn can mean multiple things.
That's true.
And
the first shit.
The first one in my brain is not the telephone.
Great point. Great point. But yes, my friends, welcome Jim and them. We are live every Friday, 7-ish Pacific time. Live on YouTube and on twitch.tv/Jim and Them. Shout outs to the motherfucking real ones in the motherfucking chat.
Such as whom?
What do we got? We got Fright Shark in the Twitch chat. We got Daewoo. We got Captain LF Stern. We got Max.
Nancy Spungen.
Is Nancy? I saw Nancy Spungen in the YouTube chat earlier, I think.
Okay.
Who's Nancy Spungen?
Yeah, Nancy Spungen is in the YouTube chat.
Shout out Nancy Spungen.
Ooh, there we go.
Bubble is back and more disabled than ever.
We got Pork Fang. We got Larry Winkle. We got Chat Martin, of course. Did we dub him Chat Martin?
Chad Martin.
Shit, I did some joke with his name and I don't remember what it was.
It was something very low effort.
It was like a dumb. Wait, was he the one that I gave the, if you give a thing, you get a nickname or something?
It's something like that.
I did
forget.
Some dumb bit in the moment that I don't remember. But hey, remind us.
We got T-Boss. These are all just a
wait,
few.
Wait. Where's Chili and no, Left
gonna,
Eye?
I was hoping he'd go down that road.
Where are Chili and Left Eye, damn it?
You're no scrub.
Thank you.
Make sure, and I said this in the chat earlier, make sure you smash that like button and smack your ass right after.
Yes. Yeah,
give yourself a smash that like.
Don't make that joke on drinking Dr. Pepper, Jim.
And then give a little slap on your ass.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. So yeah, I mean, I did want to talk about this big victory that we had. So because it really did, he kind of did fuck us a little bit with his goddamn bogus takedowns for the members. Was it not last week's live? 2 weeks ago live, that should be up this weekend.
Were we able to say, "Hey Patreon, check it out"?
Not yet. I'm going to do that this weekend. I was waiting for both of these to clear. So that should be up because that's still pending, but it's coming up on the 10th business day or whatever. So don't worry. Jim and them always fights the good fight, especially against the man who's Mike, who Mike is going to 69 his girlfriend and or boyfriend to a permanent end, as we had said last week.
I love that you ended the video on me proudly proclaiming that I will suck that man's dick to a permanent end.
But let me see what else is popping off before we get into it. Of course, how could I forget? Goonies 2 rumors once again, everybody. Finally,
more. Okay.
I feel like I'm like Corey now because you know Corey's sick of hearing this shit.
Yes,
but they're also talking about Gremlins 3 rumor. I mean, it feels like Gremlins is also another one they always throw out every now and then, but supposedly.
Well, yeah, those movies, there's been a version of a sequel to those movies since 6 months after those movies came out. In some way, shape, and form, I refuse to believe there hasn't been.
Yeah, well, supposedly this time they got Chris Columbus back to work on a script or a treatment or something for Gremlins. Now, I don't even know where this came from. This is like Warner Brothers did some sort of investor call or meeting or something, and it feels like these are things you just say to like, it does exactly what you want it to do. Drums up headlines. Everyone's like, oh my God, another Goonies.
Well, I mean, Gremlins 2 was so meta, like ahead of its time. Mm. Well, it was like vindictively meta.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Gino?
What's up, Gino's vacuum?
Yo, do you think that this one will be more intentionally meta?
I feel like they would go more back to the roots and make it more of a...
But if they're getting Chris Columbus back, that tells me that, like... I mean, you saw what happened with the second movie. You basically didn't want to do he was like, let me do anything I want. And he basically talked shit about the idea that it was even happening.
Chris Columbus, like the pastrami guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like you almost... I mean, it'll if they do this. Because, I mean, they recently released that, like, animated shows on HBO Max. I watched a couple episodes of it. It was, like, the origin of the Mogwai or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like they would, like, Halloween 2018 it somehow.
Well, that's kind of what I meant. Like, more intentionally try and... If he's coming back, he's got to want to do something interesting.
But Halloween was getting ridiculous, and then Halloween 2018 was like, no.
Oh, in that way, okay.
We're going back to our roots. We're going to make something... Yeah, it's going to still be fun and funny because the gremlins are going to be funny.
Right.
But I don't know if it's going to be so much of, like... I'm sure there will be some dumb jokes about, like... What time zone is midnight?
Yeah.
We were watching Gremlins on Christmas or Christmas Eve or whatever.
After midnight? Wait, isn't it always after midnight?
No, Hugo was guilty of this shit. Ooh. He was in our chat doing the Gremlins thing.
The low-hanging fruit
shit? I was like,
shit?
Don't do the Gremlins thing, Hugo. I don't mean to put you on blast, buddy, but...
No, that's what Hugo gets for doing that.
But, well, what's great is because all this stuff's going on, Corey did tweet that, how it's not happening, which, again, I think our dream is always that it is actually happening this time.
Without him.
But it's just he doesn't know anything about it because they're not going to have him involved in it. But he said, he's like, I was talking to Key about this yesterday. So he like name dropped.
Keegan-Michael Key?
Key Hee Kwan or whatever from Data.
Yeah. Oh, you know, the guy that's starring Obama. In movies and, yeah. and winning
Congratulations,
awards?
Congratulations, winners.
Yeah, winners.
Thank you, Elizabeth. What winners? Oh, we're the winners. See, my low self-esteem.
We deserve a goddamn chicken dinner, Jim.
I'm like, that couldn't be me.
Yeah.
Wait, actually, let me pull up his
I guarantee Key was like so annoyed that he had to talk to Corey. He's like,
he's probably such a nice guy. He doesn't like hanging out with Corey.
Because Key still has a career.
Yes. I mean, he's got a movie coming out next month.
Yeah.
On Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Hold on. I want to pull this up for the chat here. If Al Roker says it's true, then I guess we really are making hashtag Goonies 2. Now I need to shoot Mr. Columbus an email. Goonies never say die. Oh, that's the headline itself. A recent Deadline report says beloved movie's getting revived. Wait, hold on.
Obama.
There's a better chance Corey becomes a truthful, self-aware adult than there is that they will make another Goonies. What's up, gents?
Thank you, Deep Thoughts with Joe. Well, thank you, brother. Yeah, what's up? And yeah, the other thing is, even if they do make a Goonies 2, the ship has sailed on having, if they do it, having the cat, it'd be like the cast kids or whatever. It'd be like their grandkids at this point.
Well, what you're more likely to do is do what they... that they should have done, or I guess what they did in the bad Ghostbusters is have like a new story, but some of the cast members are in it as cameos, but not as their characters. They're like a guy at a gas station or a guy like running away from something or a guy that's just like honking in traffic.
Kind of vaguely in the background. But you see what I did there when I said the ship has sailed?
Just going to go. Right. Okay. Sorry. I was just going to say, and that ship full of treasure?
Yes. Sailed.
I was thinking, for some reason, I was thinking of Gremlins. It didn't even occur to me.
At this point, it would be either grandkids or, it has to be. It'd really only be like maybe Mikey and Data that you would see.
I have two things to say. One of them, is it too Hugo of me to say that it'd be better to just make like an 8-episode TV show than it would be to make a movie sequel?
Just Mighty Ducks it?
Just do honestly, like, because it feels like the type of thing where it's like, if you're going to do something, maybe spend some time and have it like, because it allows you to do something different when it's a show. But then two, if you're a member of the Patreon, I'm pretty sure when we did Rebooty Call...
Pitch a Goonies reboot? I don't know. It was all girls,
Jim,
I assume.
Jim, I was about to say, take a wild guess what we did.
What they would do.
Yeah, but I think that we did a Rebooty Call episode of the Goonies. So if you're a Patreon member, especially if you're a new Patreon member, one of our fun shows, Rebooty Call, where we like come up with a fun idea for a reboot of a movie. I'm pretty sure we did a Goonies one, so go back and find out what we thought a good reboot of Goonies would be.
Well, Keywar Nango has a good point. Well, can we get a Meatballs 5?
Yeah. Yes. Where the fuck is Meat? Where's Dream a Little Dream 3?
Hey, go to Subway.
Dream
a
Little Dream. I've never seen that one, actually.
Can we see... Okay. It was River Phoenix's character that gets killed. I was like, can we see the death of Feldman's character in Stand By Me?
Ooh.
But I think he just ends up working odd jobs like a lunatic in his towny...
he doesn't get stabbed to death at the Shake Shack or whatever?
No, yeah, that happens to... That happens to what's his face? Remember I always Phoenix? Faces. I always space on his name.
I think that if it's a TV show,
Chambers, Chris Chambers.
If it's a TV show, you're more likely to get a Feldman cameo. If it's a movie, I think you're more likely to get a Key or Sean Astin cameo.
Yeah,
maybe
or Brolin too. Bring in Mikey, they'll bring in Brolin.
Well, I guess that I'm just saying. Like, I feel like when you look at things, I feel like a TV show is like who's very available. But if it's a movie. They actively, like, they try to get people, and it's probably going to be, if not, like, if it's only one person, it's Sean Astin, like, straight up.
They do
But if it's, like, if they think they can do it, it's Sean Astin and Key, because Key's still, like, got that sauce.
They do the show, but they give Corey, like, a cameo. They make him, like, a milkman.
But everybody else is playing themselves.
And well, and then he does a fettuccine in 1981.
It's me, Corey Feldman.
I'm not on board in any way if it's true. And if Columbus is the writer, I'm pretty sure he doesn't need any help. But keep creating. Maybe one day you'll be writing the stories people's kids watch, Tom. Oh, he's replying to someone else.
What does he mean he's not on board if in any way if it's true?
I think he's implying
to offer him money.
If he's saying something, he doesn't know it exists.
Yeah, because he did follow that up. Oh, this is only like a few minutes ago. Not to say I wouldn't climb on board that ship if it was actually set to sail. Okay. But at this time, as far as I know, it's all word salad and clickbait for the hopeful fans worldwide.
Every time you bring... Oh, huh? Shit, ships. That's a good joke.
Yeah, that is a good joke.
Jim, you should make more jokes like that. Because he does this every time. Whenever he brings up Goonies stuff, or Stand By Me stuff too, I guess, he always has to immediately be like, guys, I don't know anything. I have no idea. Yeah. I'm just fishing for parts.
Guys, I'm not sure, but I would love to do it.
I would never do that unless I could.
Well, because like they had announced there was that Burbs TV show or whatever they were working on.
And I'm like, I am not on board with this, but call me.
Although they did say it was Kiki Palmer that was going to be in that show, and we did find out she is a big Feldman. She has a Goonies tattoo. So she would speak up and get Feldman on board for that.
Is she the same one that was in the High Fidelity show?
No, that's Lenny Kravitz. Zoe Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz, okay. Yeah, that show, by the way, deserved a little more recognition than
never,
it got.
I never saw it.
I think it was a good show because I think that High Fidelity is a fantastic book and a very, very good movie. And the show found another new way to kind of be good. But no one gave it time of day, and so it fucking died on the vine.
One other quick thing I wanted to talk about that I saw on Corey's Twitter is someone brought up this like a Mel Gibson thing, calling Winona Ryder a draft dodger. Oh no, oven dodger. I'm sorry, oven dodger.
What's that mean? What's
it's an like, oven dodger? Like a Jew basically because of like the Holocaust.
Jesus.
So someone replied because someone's like, oh, it's Trump's ambassador to Hollywood. And someone said a true American patriot. And then someone corrected, said he's Australian. And so these people are just going back and forth. And then Corey jumps in and he's like, he's actually Australian. Because someone's like, no, he's not. He's American. He just lived in Australia for a while. No, he's actually Australian.
Corey didn't go far enough back in the string of tweets to realize what he was replying to.
He was born in America. What are we talking about here? Don't hashtag believe Wikipedia. It's a BS compromise site that's a full psyop controlled by dark powers.
I just read ahead. I'm sorry.
They have completely altered my, quote, biography full of lies. From claiming I'm 5'5 when I'm actually 5'8 to deleting all positive items about my life while adding links to BS tabloids.
When
anyone from my team tries to edit for corrections, they're blocked and all correct edits are deleted. It's BS.
Jeff, do you love Corey Feldman now?
I do. I love that he brought up. There's no way he brought up the height conspiracy.
Yeah, he brings up the height.
He's been
and
listening
calls
to the archives,
and he calls it a psyop. Which, well, I mean, it autocorrect to payoff, but I know he meant psyop.
Jim, you. I don't want to call you out on the show, but Jim, this isn't Corey Feldman. This is Corey Feldman. So he's 5'8". Corey Feldman is 5'5".
Oh, you're talking about bigger Corey.
Yeah, I'm talking about... I'm talking about bigger Corey and Corey.
Corey I.
We make references to Luke.
And bigger Luke.
Bigger Luke and Luke. way too often.
It's so funny, though, that he's just in this argument.
Yeah, what a weird place for him to pop up.
I was a little... it made me intrigued. I was like, wait, I guess I had heard that Mel Gibson, I mean, he was Mad Max. Is he Australian?
And what a horrible example, too. He's like, nah, the site lives. I'm 5'8", which is short.
I was fairly sure he was Australian because he gets compared to Hugh Jackman all the time.
Well, that's how you know he's 5'5". Nobody that's 5'8 would be like, I'm 5'8".
Yeah, no one would care that much.
They'd be like, I'm 5'10".
Well, and it's funny because then the guy, I don't think this guy Jarrell even knows who he's talking to. Like, he doesn't realize this is like a former 80s child star, and he's like, you're an idiot. That's Jarrell to Corey. He's like, I'm an idiot. I know Mel pretty well. He has a thick Aussie accent. He's been here since Mad Max and still has his accent.
Here is Corey in Australia?
I may be wrong, but he told me himself he was Australian. Now you get your info off a compromised POS website and you want to call me names? LOL.
Well, I actually had a timeshare in Australia during bird flu.
I mean, I Googled it real quick, and I mean, I guess I get it. You can think Google's maybe a psyop as well. It does say he was born in New York, but he did move to Australia when he was like 11 or 12 years old. Oh. And he lived there for a while. But that's American to me, baby. American is apple pie.
Yeah.
Isn't apple pie French?
Come on. You know the phrase.
Here we go. Yeah, and it's pagan too, Mike.
Yeah, no, I was about to do the same thing. Yeah, tell me about satrial or whatever they call fucking Christmas.
Facial, Mike. Get them, Jim.
You think that's a good that's a face
what
moment?
What are you telling about saturnalia, you fucking wicked? Bro thinks he's wicked.
But yeah, so it
from Marvel, I'm one of Scarlet Witch's sons.
No, like a goth girl from The Craft.
Oh, hell yeah!
But I did just think it was great that he's getting into random Twitter fights and bringing up his height and calling out dark psyops about Wikipedia.
just
another classic week in the life of Corey Feldman.
But also in the thread of like racist things.
Yeah, in the thread of the oven dodger.
Yeah.
Known as Winona Ryder.
Twitter being classic, like weirdly racist.
That's such a classic Mal goof. It's like when David Cross walked up to
the
Chinese
lady. Oh, Chi-Chi Chong or whatever.
I think he just went Ching-Chong Bing-Bong at her. Yeah, are you one of them oven dodgers? Because she is one of those people, her name is like Klebowitz.
Oh, like, yeah, Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's get into it then. The chat's clamoring for it.
I didn't even know this was like
wait,
until I saw the preview for the show.
We're just
like,
watching the movie?
No. See, well, let me set this up real quick. So this movie here, it's a little-known Corey Feldman film. And you know what? I'm going to call this a Corey Feldman film.
Okay, I was actually going to ask, is it a Corey Feldman film?
Thank you, Krotcat. It's an animated emoticon of an elephant?
A hippo.
Or a hippo, a hippo in an office chair that breaks and it says wrecked.
Yeah. And it has like a package.
Just describing it for you, Mike.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Thank you, Krautcat.
One of these days, I hope to see it.
You will.
I hope. I can only hope.
But yeah, no, I am going to call this a Corey Feldman. He's not the main character, but he's in it quite a bit.
Okay.
He would at least get nominated for supporting actor.
Okay, that's fair.
Because this movie's called Knocking Up. It came out in 2000, or Knocking Up, no, Hooking Up. I was thinking of Knocked Up. Hooking Up. It came out in 2009. It also stars Brian O'Halloran, who's Dante from Clerks.
What was the...
And Bronson Pinchot, who's Balky from Perfect Strangers.
What was the number one song in 2009?
Great call.
Oh,
great call.
I feel like Kesha, maybe.
I feel like if I'm watching this movie, I really need to put myself in the headspace. You know?
I feel my heart beat to the beat of the drum.
Isn't that like 2016?
No. That was like Jake was listening to Cash.
That was when that was like the 2016, year. It was like 20 years ago. It was like 2012.
Really?
Because that was when we had the battle. Like that, it was the number one song when we had the battle with that guy that died.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, if we could go ahead and take it back, we could set the scene a little bit. Going back, what, 16 years ago now? A little year we like to call 2009. Twitter was only just kind of becoming a thing. People didn't quite know what it was.
Shaq was on there, and people thought that was novel.
Facebook was all the rage because now you didn't need a student EDU to sign up.
I was on there for 2 extra years because my friend went to Ithaca, and I was like, yo, hook me up with a student code.
What else? Jim and Them was in its second year.
We're such a girly pod. Listening to Gaga, and we're about to watch some Corey 09.
Someone's also saying 2009 was I Got a Feeling. Yeah, it was. But, I mean, this is one of the top songs from 2009, my guy.
Yeah. This is putting me, this is giving me, like, what I needed. This, I needed to know this was what I should be listening to when I watch this movie.
I'm trying to think. So, what, we were in...
He is poop.
We were in just the early days of Obama. Obama had just had his inauguration. Change was hefty in the air.
Were you and I watching Glee yet?
Oh, we're definitely watching Glee at this point.
Sweet.
Yeah. Now, I feel like this movie is patient zero in the whole thing of, like, I guess what you describe it now as woke, where people were being, like, offended by things and wanting to really... It was like, because, you know, humor was...
Okay, WTF was the budget for this abortion, over/under $80,000.
It looks like, the movie does look like it was shot on home video. It looks like a porno in a lot of ways.
Okay.
But before we get into that, like, this movie, it's like we're just on the cusp of James Gunn's pedo jokes that he ends up being canceled for a few years later. Like, this was reaching the height of, every joke on Twitter was about, like, having sex with a baby.
Right.
Jake
Sprague was living life. He was fucking loving it. Yeah. He was like, he was in it. It was fucking in his heyday.
And, like, this is all, like, all the worst of that stuff is all rolled up into this film.
Okay.
This film called Hooking Up, which I honestly have no idea how it got made or how they got the people. The like, even the low tier actors they got in the movie, how they pulled that off.
Have you looked into it? Is it not one of those things where it's like a guy that knew some guys? Like, what was that crappy movie that was like
a
series of shorts where it's just like someone made a deal with people to be in other movies?
It has to be something like that, because, or it's got to be someone with like a rich parents or something, you know what I mean? Because I do think that some of the directors, because two directors directed this movie. One of the guys is still working. His IMDb picture, he's holding an Emmy.
Yeah.
I feel like all these people are sitting, like, they wake up in the middle of the night, like, in a cold sweat, like, oh my God, someone might see this movie that I made.
Right, sure.
Back in 2009. The guy that won an Emmy, he worked on, Billy Joel specials, it looks like, a TV special.
Okay.
He did a short for UFC.
So it's a true Hollywood working.
Yes, man. Yeah, a kick-ass guy. But it's basically like a really bad American Pie / like almost tries to be there's a reason Brian O'Halloran's in it. They kind of think they're being Kevin Smith, but imagine like Clerks is so funny because, you know, they're talking about really raunchy shit through most of the movie. But they're not like trying to show it to you in a weird way.
It's like, not crass. It's crude.
Yes, this movie, like, it tries to have scenes like it, and it, like I said, it's shot on video, so it looks like it's a porno. So it makes you it hits the same levels of like when Texas Chainsaw Massacre first came out, and everyone's like, oh my God,
this is real.
Yeah, this is real. This is a snuff film. Like, I'm watching high school girls, like a high school girl. One of the running gags is she's a virgin, but she likes to just blow guys all the time.
So it's American Pie for people that don't understand what made American Pie good.
Strip out any little bit of heart that might be in something like American Pie.
Any coming of age stuff.
And all the humor, anything that's kind of funny or anything that's like redeeming about the characters.
Well, when you say like you don't know how this got made, do you mean it like when Joe Rogan talks about old school? Like this could never be.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no.
You're like, it's old school. I mean, it's not that bad.
But I do think it is a movie that like it's so bad that it really tipped the scales where, yes, legitimate things like that could no longer be made anymore because they're like, all right, well, we made Hooking Up, so that's it. Everyone has to go to director jail.
Lena Dunham gets to make stuff.
Yeah.
Now.
Or if you do make this, you're doing some sort of counterculture thing like that rapper that's like, I want you to be offended.
Oh, yeah, that white rapper.
Tom McDonald.
Where you're like trying to do something to like... It's not like you're making it to make it. You're going like, check out this crazy thing I made.
Well, I don't even be mad.
Cry your tears.
I don't
liberals.
Even think they made it in that respect, though. I think these guys,
if you made that nowadays, that'd be the only way something like this could get made.
I think these are just really unfunny guys that were like, I know. And they're rapists, and they're like, let's make a sex comedy because like. We could look at tits and shit.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
Because, it's like worse than like, you know, I'm going to date myself. And I'm not that young kids listen to our show. No young kids listen to our show. So everyone remembers like Skinamax movies. Yeah. It's worse than Skinamax movies.
Okay. Well, I know the RLM guys bring that up a lot when they watch like the old movies where it's like this like reeks of like some skeezy director guy that's
has
just
a
like,
fetish.
I'm going to make this movie, but it's really just because I kind of want to look at stuff that I like.
Yeah.
So
it's am I to understand this is just Corey's parts of the movie?
You are. I was just about to say that, okay. Jeff. You are correct. You know me. No. I'm glad that you know me so well because Mike was saying we're just gonna watch the movie. It's like no. This is a Jim edit. This is a 22 minutes and 40 second.
He's
edit.
In it for 22 minutes.
And
really?
This is even trimming a little bit of his stuff here.
Wow.
And there.
I think I remember when we watched the trailer, I was like, dude, I bet you we just watched everything that, like, every moment he's in the movie is in that trailer. I am shocked.
This
That's
should
a
be
lot.
Good. Will the context still make sense?
No, actually, I feel like my edit is going to make more sense than their movie. Because it at least follows his plot line.
Okay.
Because the movie jumps around quite a bit. The main characters are these three high school kids, and we get it. Like they're horny kids, dude.
It's like Rashomon.
There's a piece of one of the kids' things. A little bit.
Okay.
I have one scene from one of the kids' stories because it didn't make sense at all. Well, it was just so bad that I had to put it in my edit. But one of the kids, his gimmick. Is that he's the biggest pervert and all he does is jerk off all the time.
Okay.
Like, that's his thing. But he literally has nothing else. Like,
gotcha.
Nothing happens.
That's you. If anyone, it's you.
Me.
Everyone in the world would say that would be you before it'd be me.
Oh, yeah. You're the weird guy that jerks off in the sink.
That's true. You come in a sink.
What does that have to do with jerking off all the time?
Yeah.
But anyways, this one kid, there's no like, you know, usually you'd have a movie where you'd maybe have a pervert like that.
Yeah.
And by the end, maybe he would meet a perverted girl or something. Like something would happen.
Yes.
Or he'd like fuck someone's mom or whatever it would be. Like something, or he'd fuck a horse and like marry the horse. Whatever. Give me something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In this movie, there's a point at one point, like they're teaching one of the guys they're like telling him what a glory hole is because he doesn't know what a glory hole is. And the perverted guy, his sister is the sister that likes to blow dudes all the time. Like, all she does is blow guys.
She blows him?
Uh-huh. Well, let me... Just don't get ahead of me here, okay. Mike.
Sorry.
You cannot get ahead of hooking up.
I apologize.
So,
that
no.
ship sailed.
He tells them about what... Like, they're all in the library talking.
Get ahead.
And he like, they learn about, like, what a glory hole is. And then later on, he's hanging out at pervert guy's... house, and they're just bullshitting about whatever. And he's like, I gotta use the bathroom. So he goes to use the bathroom, and it's under construction. And he notices there's a hole into his sister's room, like the slutty sister.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, looks around. He's like, all right, I'm just gonna put my dick in here. He puts his dick in there, and his friend sneaks into his sister's room and sucks him off. But the kid never finds out about it at the end or anything. He just crawls in there and blows him.
Huh?
And there's a point later on when he's talking to the slutty sister, and he's like, yeah, don't worry. Like, I remember in the bathroom, you were great. And she's like, what? He's like, yeah, in your bathroom. She's like, what are you talking about? He's like, haha, yeah, I get it. He's just like winks. Like, we don't have to talk about it.
What the
and
fuck?
And it never comes up. He never finds out that his friend, the perverted one that jerks off all the time, blows him.
And in a house, there's really only so many situations where that whole, one, it's a miracle it worked, but two, there's like three dicks it could be, dude.
Well, I mean, that's happened to one of us every trip to Disney World. One of us pulls that old trick on the other one, where it's like, we got a girl for you, Mike, and it's me down there.
I'm like, oh, I'm coming. And yeah. Jeff's over there like, what an idiot. Yeah,
like a dumbass thinks he's getting blown.
Dumbass is going to come in my mouth. What a loser.
Yeah, and look who's gay.
One of the things is that like the other dude is like into feet. The other guy brings up a double vagina, which is a little reminiscent of, we used to have a bit back around this time, actually, on Jim and Them about the double clit. Like, that was Jake's thing. You talk about a girl with a double clit. They do the other thing where it's like, you know, they're like looking up like Urban Dictionary, like sex things. And one of them, actually, I think, what so was just, the
it's,
thing?
It's Chuck Norris.
It's American Pie, but low-hanging fruit across the board.
It's because I'm sure a lot of people would think American Pie is like garbage, unfunny.
Sure.
But even if you think that, whatever you think of that, it's like 100 levels lower. It's
more retarded.
But I mean, I'm trying to think, what did they call the thing? Because the one that they had was like, you hide in a closet. And when two people, or you hide somewhere where two people are having sex,
and then they run out, and then like you a rodeo, run out,
and right? Well, no, you just run out and you come on them.
Wait, you're jerking off to them having sex?
You're just, yeah, you could be jerking off, or just like
come on the people
you come on them
sex?
Before they come, yeah.
That's assault,
dude. This whole movie's assault.
So two people having sex in the closet. I whip
but
the door
dude,
open.
No, no,
and
you're
come
in the closet while they have sex, and then you burst out and try to come on them before they together.
The guy's like, you come I'm on gonna come, first. And then I do a barrel roll out, like I do a Demon Souls roll, and
but
blast on his face.
Everything I'm saying, it doesn't even properly set you up for Corey Feldman's plot line of this movie.
Okay.
And I'm not even going to, I'm not going to spoil his plot line, but I'm just saying this is the tier of movie that we're in. And everything I'm saying, like, your mind will be boggled of how his plot line not only plays out, but how it, quote, resolves in the end.
Okay.
But all right. Here, let's watch a little bit here. This is his first scene. They do a similar thing to Can't Hardly Wait, where it'll like freeze frame on someone and say their character, but they try to make it like, I guess, 09 internet style almost.
So like Borderlands?
I just mean in like, it's almost supposed to be like an early social media profile almost would be like popping up.
Oh, instead of a yearbook, like,
and I'm
can't
giving
hardly
them,
wait.
Yeah, but I'm giving them way more, like when you see it, it's not even really that, but I think that's what they're going for.
Okay.
Oh, actually, I know. I paused it already, but hold on.
Wow, we made it a full second.
How old was Corey Feldman in 2009?
He looks like he's probably mid-30s, right? Because
he's supposed to be 25, I think.
Ooh, he looks great.
It's because we're used to looking at him now.
Jessica from the chat, so much cum talk. What show have you been watching?
Yeah, get used to
doing because he's like 38, I guess.
Oh, okay, that's pretty close.
But he's supposed to be 25.
Okay.
Xbox.
That's nice. Xbox doesn't have a hyphen.
I'm Laura. I'm Amanda.
I'm Ryan.
This does look like
so, you guys know each other?
We've been tight since like the fifth grade.
I can only imagine.
They said no, boom mic.
Yeah, no. And that was the tight joke. I left this in because this is the girl that loves him, the 16-year-old girl.
Okay.
That's in love with I already forgot what
Ryan?
His name was. Yeah, Ryan.
Wait, Jim. I'm sorry, I don't mean to immediately do this, but the same guy that's kind of this character in Can't Hardly Wait is also in Stand By Me.
Oh,
do you think that's intentional in any way?
Maybe. I mean, they do a 37 joke with Brian O'Halloran, at one point because his daughter says something about 37, and he's like, 37?
Huh.
And we're like, ugh.
What?
Because of 37 dicks and Clerks, remember?
Jim. Yo, what's up? This is Ryan.
That's my 16-year-old girlfriend.
Hey, baby, it's me. I just wanted to call and say goodnight and sweet dreams and tell you that I love you. I hope you're having fun out with your friends tonight. So call me tomorrow.
Good
right?
cutaway with no yeah. music or sound.
Hi there.
Hi.
You want to go upstairs?
Yeah.
What?
Right, right. This is the girl that likes to blow, guys.
That's a, I mean, even in the reality of this movie, that's an insane moment.
I left this thing because I was like, look at the camera work.
Yeah, what is this, a skate video? Is Daewon San about to do the coolest thing I've ever seen?
Altoid?
No, I'm cool.
And so, yeah, I guess he's kind of supposed to be the stiffler.
Yeah.
I don't have a condom.
That's all right.
Wait, do you need a condom to get blown?
He thinks they're fucking.
Oh.
Yeah, she's giving him an Altoid blowjob. That does seem very American Pie. Like, so oh, she put an Altoid in.
She gave me a fucking otter pop, bro.
Yeah,
you don't know what an otter pop is?
Now he's talking to his... Well, these are not even the main characters. These are just other guys that are he's friends with. Like, his college friends, I guess.
Down next to me. One of them's all right. The other one's kind of fat. But it's cool. I'm going with it. Next thing you know, third girl comes up.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what's great when you have bad audio is you play like weird, like nondescript hip hop music as well.
Yeah, you're hanging out with your cowboy friend.
Well, that is actually the nice thing about us doing this on YouTube is all of this music is going to be royalty free.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We don't have to worry about it putting it on YouTube.
Gives me a blowjob. Nice.
Gives me a blowjob. Nice.
But yeah, did he accidentally read the next guy's line by going, and then she gave me a blowjob. Nice.
Yeah.
You understand. That's how these things go.
So what's Caroline going to say?
Who cares?
Yeah, man. What's going on with her?
Hmm. Ain't she way too young?
I think she'll basically do whatever I want.
Man, really?
Anything. You guys doubting me here?
Are these guys the directors? Is this their, like, insert moment?
Maybe. I don't know.
Watch how I manipulate this 16-year-old.
The situation is funny in just how, like, ridiculous it is.
I bet you can't manipulate that 16-year-old. Watch and learn.
Care. Baby, I miss you so much. I really need to see you right now.
Right, that just doesn't even sound like a real hip hop group.
You could come over and give me a blowjob.
Jesus, how much do you need one night, man?
Baby, it's 3 a.m. You have school tomorrow.
Yeah. So skip it.
I can't, babe. I got a lot of stuff to do.
You're not being a very good girlfriend right now. If you were a good girlfriend, you would drop whatever it is you're doing and you would come over here.
Baby, you know I love you and I'd do anything for you, but I can't right now.
My friends are leaving right now.
Yeah, that's what was bothering her.
Okay? I'm on my way. Alrighty then. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
I'm on your way on your mom's house for blowjob.
Yeah, you like that, huh?
I blanked this out. Some of these scenes I had to blank out.
Oh, wow.
It didn't
naked?
Really show much, no, but I mean, I didn't want to risk it. He was Wait. Just like leaning on top of her, just being like, are you like that?
But he did show up and fuck a 16-year-old?
Yeah, yeah, you know he fucks her. He fucks her a bunch of times in this movie.
Oh, okay, yeah, well, all right.
All right.
Love you so much.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I like that he went
so
to their house.
Everyone my age. They're so mature. I like that we have a real relationship.
They're so much taller than me.
Yeah.
Now, I suppose they're trying to get some sort of point across about how, because, like, she does kind of say her character there of, like, I think I'm mature because I'm with an older guy. Like, yeah. That's something that happens, I guess.
Yeah. But the types of guys that want to get with the younger girl are always the opposite of who they should want to get with.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Oh, this is great.
I just thought of something.
Oh, wait, I thought he was just going to do a line. At one point he does that and he just does a line.
I love this.
What are you doing?
Want to tape us.
Why did you grab my tableside camera?
Somebody sees it.
Why did you grab my fully charged tableside camera?
Trust me.
What's so great is he does all of the worst things in a row, dude. It's like constantly.
This audio is harder to understand than the lyrics to the joke.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Chat Martin. But yeah, it's like, okay, I just took advantage of you in the middle of the night. I picked you up and made you blow me. Now, you know what? Now why don't we just make a sex tape?
Yeah,
just
let's film some CP. And you got a sister?
Yeah, can I have a threesome with you and your mom?
Love you. Of course.
That's it?
And it's just the story of Corey winning.
You only ever want to spend time with me when we're having sex. Once that's done, you always make me leave. It's like you don't even really like me. And I thought you weren't going to do that around me anymore.
Carolyn.
I'm in love with you, Ryan.
I know.
I'm awesome.
I got social plans. You understand.
Does this mole look cancerous?
Yeah, the constant white noise hum.
It's just like the documentary.
Yeah, it's a hallmark of something that's poorly produced.
That's her?
Yeah.
All right, watch this.
Okay.
So fuck with her right now.
This is literally their like it cuts to different scenes of the other characters.
I was gonna ask, was he at a party, call his girlfriend, say we should fuck, and then 3 days later he's like, hey, remember?
Now this is just we were with the other characters for a bit, so this is literally when we pick back up with his character. He's once again doing what he just did in his previous scene where he's talking to his two buddies and he's like, watch what I'm gonna do.
Watch, check me out. I'm gonna be the worst.
This is gonna be great.
Now
awesome. Sick. Yeah. Preparation.
Doing coke again.
That was big.
Coke and beer.
Now he's ready. Let's go, boy. Man the positions.
All right, when are we going to start filming this movie? Watch this. Hey, bitch. You just talking to Tiffany.
Sorry about before.
Is that Corey music?
Ooh, it could almost sound like it. A lot of people are wondering if this is at his house or not.
It kind of looks like his house from the
Ascension Millennium.
Yeah.
Does he gangbanger?
Oh, the great ADR, too.
I should say, that's
so good.
The ADR is like echoey, but in a different way than the actual movie.
they did in a different bathroom.
Yeah,
listen for the ADR. It's so good. It's like, yeah, it's echoey. It's more echoey than their regular audio.
Yeah, it's like one was in like a warehouse and one was in a bathroom.
What's it called? The
Notebook. Oh, yeah, she brought the Notebook.
Hey. You didn't tell me your friends were still over.
I want an orange vest like
this.
Hey, little
lady. Hi.
I like that one of the friends is like a cowboy.
Wait, are they watching porn?
I think I blurred it out.
A horror movie, yeah.
Hey, Caroline, this is the guys. What's going on? You want a beer?
Nope.
Have a seat, relax.
It just sounds like Corey music, too.
Yeah, dude. That's
this has to be Corey music.
It almost sounds too good to be Corey music, though. Like, it sounds in his vein, but it sounds way better than his music.
It sounds like someone playing the drums while a wolf howls.
Turn out.
Right. I so forgot about that. You guys, you down for the Notebook? Not into it. So, I was thinking, though, might be kind of a fun idea if you, like, did a little striptease for the guys. What do you think?
Yeah.
Not to pick this movie apart in obvious ways, but I feel like the trope of this girl is that she should not know her boyfriend's a scumbag.
Yes.
And we should see him be a scumbag from our perspective, but not for hers. But she's basically seeing all the same stuff we're seeing. But
maybe
just just not acknowledging it, I guess.
Maybe you could have little morsels of him doing like shitty things to her.
Yeah.
But everything he does is like to the 11th degree, yeah, the worst thing you could do.
He does the weird sex stuff. He does the drugs. He acts like a D-bag. He does all the... So far, the only thing we haven't seen him do in front of her is cheat on her in front of her.
Just wait. Acts like every guy from The Substance.
Okay, I'm going to go home, Rye. I still have homework to do.
No, Caroline. You got to do this. I mean, you are so...
You're being a bitch in front of my dumb friends.
Oh, damn, bro. She is smoking hot.
What?
That's me. I'm the guy that's like, get her, boss.
Grabs her ass. Damn, she's hot.
Oh, man, brother.
She's hot as hell.
I bet that feel good. I bet that ass feel good, Jim. I'm over at me and Mike on the couch. Woo!
Yeah, this is like something fucking... like the bad guy in Sling Blade does, yeah, like with his voice.
She shows up. Her
Come
boyfriend
on,
is
Reed Hardy in here.
Her boyfriend's in the living room watching porn with his friends, and then says, "Dance naked for them." And yeah, she's just like, "I need to leave." And he's like, "I'm not gonna let you."
Oh,
if you're gonna be prude, I have like 50 other girls I can call right now. We'll do it in a second.
Oh,
you're such a pig.
Okay. Caroline, if you don't want me to call another girl, then just show them your body. Get naked. What's the big deal?
Come on.
Show them a little skin.
Lift your arms.
Lift your arms?
Lift your arms.
Lift your arms?
Yeah, so we could take her shirt off.
Oh. Wait, why didn't she leave? They even wrote in that she was doing
because,
the right thing,
well,
and then
he's
they're
gonna
like,
get another
never mind.
Because clearly she's under the spell of Nosferatu, Mike. Have you not seen Nosferatu?
Yeah, she starts foaming out the mouth.
I mean, if you're talking about the original Nosferatu, and it's just like some scary, like monstrous ghoul of a man that for some reason a woman has been enchanted by, then yeah, sure.
This
is very
these guys
this
is
Nosferatu-esque.
Yeah, where is Balky?
I don't even know what he sounds like in those shows.
Well, Balky's plot line is that the prudish 15-year-old girl is trying to hook up with him.
Wait, there's a younger girl than
yeah,
this girl?
Yeah. Yep. This She's
is
a, trying to hook
what
up.
What is the end game of this movie? And then all the guys get sucked off by 15-year-olds, and they're like, yeah!
Woo! They all high five.
Except for that
frame.
Guy who gets sucked off by his friend in secret.
But the friend is also 15.
Yeah. Oh.
It's like Italians riding American Pie.
This is uncomfortable.
Right? It's because the thing is,
you're right. This is like weird, bad. Like, this feels like the same way you'd feel if you did watch like porn where you're like, I think that they didn't make this girl sign anything, yes, and she might have actually been underage, and she was being like actively taken advantage of. That's how I feel watching this fake movie.
Well, and also because the movie, there are times when you're like, wait, is this not a comedy?
Yeah.
And you're like, no, they think they're making a comedy.
Yeah, is this a funny scene?
Like, it's not a dramedy.
Piss your pants. And they're yeah, all, it's the scene from Last House on the Left yeah, where they're like, piss your pants. And they're all like, yeah, are we should make something like that.
Should we be laughing? Like, is that what they want us to be doing?
Oh, this is the funniest scene since the dinner scene from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. They're just all sociopaths.
I'm all out of singles. Dude, you're the fucking man.
You're the man.
Look, and she's even... Like, they don't even... Like, maybe to like, add levity to the scene, they would at least have her pretend she's enjoying it and then later on be sad. But, like, in
she's
the moment, she's sad,
and
they're like,
high-fiving.
Whoa, that rules.
All the things they're...
Wiggity, wiggity, wiggity.
Yeah, all the things they're doing, what's that? Like, they should be doing that after she leaves.
Yes.
Like,
woo!
Not that I expected subtlety from this movie, but it's shocking how unsubtle it is.
I don't understand the tone. Is the tone supposed yeah, to be irreversible, or is it supposed to be... Is it supposed to be American Pie too? I don't understand. They're just playing the brown note. This is Gaspar Noe's American Pie.
How's this cleaning lady?
Fuck, you beat her.
It does something like that, basically. She's gonna vacuum up his coke.
Wait! Whoa!
Oh, help me, Sir Ryan.
The fuck! Do me a favor.
They also just have racist
right now,
characters.
Oh, Mr. Ryan! Oh, you vacuum up your dust.
She vacuums up his coke, and his answer is, you know what? Do me a favor and just leave.
Get the fuck out of here.
I need you to leave right now.
Wait! Whoa!
do me a favor. Just fucking leave right now, okay? Go back to Ecuador and fucking drop the vacuum.
But
okay?
I'm from Guatemala and I still have to clean the bathroom.
I don't give a fuck.
But I'm from
just
Guatemala.
Just do me a favor.
Okay, Mr. Ryan. I see you next week.
Does he snort it from the dust?
Yeah, he like dumps
God
it out.
Damn it. Shit.
Like, is that a funny scene too, you think? Is that hilarious?
Yeah.
Hey, baby. What? Baby, I came to see you.
Carolyn.
So, suck my dick in front of my friends.
Yeah, you have sex with this dog.
Carolyn, I need you to be in a donkey show.
Well, what's funny is
I need you to run yourself over with a car.
There's a donkey show that starts in 20 minutes, and I need you to be the star.
Dude, don't worry. Like, well, it doesn't go that far, but like, we're still going, dude. And I think here he doesn't even remember that he made her do that. Like, he was just all fucked up.
I had a rough night last night. Oh, fuck. Am I hungover?
I'm sorry, baby. What can I do to help?
You can start by leaving me the fuck alone.
Hell yeah, dude.
Fine.
This is one of those alpha, like, fucking
baby,
Sigma
wait.
Edits.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
Dude, I think this is his house.
This is his house.
So much of this reminds
looks like
me.
The Ascension Millennium.
It looks like
the
Ascension. In fact, we should watch the Ascension Millennium video afterwards and double check, but I think, like, this looks very Ascension Millennium to me.
This scene is fucking wild.
I was sleeping. You just woke me up. You know how I am.
I love you.
What? This has to stop.
I know.
I love you, but you can't keep treating me like this.
Throws her down the stairs.
God, have you seen this before, Jeff?
Like wait, what?
Have you seen this before?
No.
Last night?
Oh, yeah, see, he doesn't remember.
You know what this is about, Ryan.
More ADR.
Yeah.
What about last night? I was really fucked up.
Oh, cut the shit. You don't remember me stripping?
No, but...
You
so
bitch.
Why does he strip for me? What's the big deal?
You slut.
It wasn't just for you.
This reminds me of, like, someone in college.
Fucking
whore! Oh, he really does.
You know,
really,
what? You know, you called it.
He's mad at her.
He slaps her down the stairs. I love this.
What is the end game
Jeff
of this?
Well, all right. We'll see.
This feels like a college student's first dramatic work where it's just so over the top.
Yeah, like an after-school special
or
some
shit. Nothing of this feels like it should be in a comedy film.
He made me.
What the fuck? You're a fucking little slut. Get the fuck out of my house right now.
What?
Ryan! Fuck, Ryan. You make me feel like
such
a cheap piece of shit. I hate it. I'm not a stripper, especially not for your friends. You made me do it.
What is she doing?
Get the fuck out. Get out. Take your shit.
It's like her backpack and notebooks and shit.
Get your schoolwork.
Take your silly band and go.
Take your goddamn science fair volcano and get the fuck out of my mansion.
You call this a volcano?
I'm not a stripper, especially not for your friends. You made me do it.
Get the fuck out. Get out. Take your shit.
Help me pick this up, you asshole.
What did you just say to me? Don't you ever talk to me like that.
Yeah.
This isn't a comedy movie?
What is going on, right?
It's a slapstick comedy. Ha ha. Yeah, well, this is a long scene.
Dude, I would never guess this movie was like if I had only seen the scenes that you've shown us so far.
All these scenes are the friends are in the other room looking through a peephole.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and then he's just like, bitch,
get out. Take your shit.
Pack your shit
Help
and
me
leave.
Help me pick this up, you asshole.
What did you just say to me? Don't you ever talk to me like that.
This is what it's like to be an angel.
What's that, homework? See me after class.
Do you like
just
me?
Just a note my friend passed me in class.
Oh, it said something about Mr. Campbell being cute.
Are you cheating on me?
Baby, I spend every minute of every day that I can with you.
That's a line I'd write as a goof after watching this movie when I was making fun of it.
Are you cheating on me?
Baby, I spend every minute of every day that I can with you. I love you. What are you talking about?
You're a little fucking liar. You're a fucking whore and a liar.
Ryan, it's true.
You're fucking cheating on me. It's right here.
Baby, that's not even my handwriting.
Get the fuck out.
Ryan, that's not even my
handwriting.
Get
the fuck out of my house.
Hello.
And that dude, that's how that scene ends.
Okay.
He kind
a
of
fucking slide whistle.
He does make a fucking like a Groucho Marx look. Like, oh, yeah.
So when that happens and then someone calls him, it's like, dude, there's twins down here. He's like, whoa.
He gets called by the blowjob girl.
It's not even my handwriting.
Get the fuck out.
And even the music, the stinger is crazy.
Hello?
April. Hey, what's up? Yeah.
Oh, he calls her.
Ryan from the party.
Hey, I'm dressed like this now.
Yeah, Ryan. What's up?
Yeah, the beanie with the spinning propeller.
What you were up to. Want to see if...
Why does he have the beanie with the propeller?
Well, how about this weekend? My friend's having this little get-together tomorrow night. And I think you'll enjoy it. It's low-key, a couple girls. Few guys.
Yeah. Maybe I'll come.
Girls, oh, yeah, the girls, they're planning a rainbow party because the blowjob girl is trying... The reason why the 15-year-old girl is trying to hook up with the teacher is because the blowjob girl's like, you're such a prude. Like, I feel powerful. Like, I love, like, giving blowjobs or whatever. It's great. And so the 15-year-old girl's like, yeah, all right, I want to be a slut too.
Oh, well, so then a woman wrote this movie because clearly that's how girls act, right?
So she's like, yeah, well, let's have a rainbow party where like we'll all put different lipsticks on and the guys will have rainbow dicks by the end of the night.
No, they'd all just have a gray dick because that's not how a blowjob works.
No, it's like green. Me and my friends used to do it. Me and Sean.
I love how there's people in the chat. They're like, "Well, I'll never forgive Jim and them for making me watch this movie."
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
we didn't
sure
make you watch
will.
The movie. There's a whole plot line you're not seeing.
All right, so I'll call you tomorrow with details.
Cool. Bye bye.
Man, cool. Is she like dead on the floor?
Dirty little slut.
Ryan, baby, don't do this to me.
Oh, she's fine.
Pick up.
So they cut away, come back, and she's fine?
Yeah, they just cut away to, like, there was some other stuff, and then
with,
we
like,
come
her
back.
Talking to someone else?
No, not her. Not that. This the next time we see the girlfriend
the
character.
The next time we see her is her being like, Ryan, I hope
please
you're okay.
Let me back. Yeah, please
the last time she saw him, he pushed her down the stairs and went, and now she's like, oh, I hope he's all right.
Wait, here we go.
Yo, what's up? This is Ryan. Leave one.
That
hey, baby,
would be his message,
it's
too.
It's me. I love you.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry about what happened last night.
Is she going to kill herself?
I don't want to go to sleep while we're still fighting, so let's just put it all behind us, okay?
No.
Let's go out tomorrow night, just you and me.
You were out of line.
I love you, Ryan.
This isn't a comedy.
No. And like, because I was trying to, I was like, do they think they're making like a dramedy? Do they think they're throwing in like, but I don't, wait till you see how this resolves and then maybe you can decide where you think they were going.
I guess you could say that like a lot of Apatow movies have like hyper crass comedy stuff mixed with like heavy drama stuff. But like, those kind of movies are happening after this one. But two, like, sometimes even they can't pull it off. What the fuck?
They never are at a bar, though. They're always in a basement.
Yes. I like these punching a punching bag with a button-up shirt on.
You guys do whatever you want to.
I like that they listen to like honky-tonk in his basement.
Party, man. Remember that girl I told you about the other night? What are you doing hanging out with all these high school chicks all the time?
Wait, what? Now they have a moment of clarity from the goons?
Yeah, suddenly they think he's weird.
Yo, boss, we've been meaning to talk to you about this. It's not cool.
And also, why are you always doing coke, man? We don't think that's cool.
Earlier they were saying, make sure you do coke before we cheer for you when you touch the 16-year-old's ass. And now they're like, hey, bro, maybe you need to slow down.
High school girls are fucking hot. Secondly, they
he's like,
love
yep, that is
fucking
true.
Older guys. You know why? Because guys their own age in high school don't know how to use their dicks yet. Therefore, they are fucking lining up for us.
Wait, now he's smiling, Dave. Was he won over?
Yeah, immediately.
He was off board for no reason, but now he's back on board for no reason?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the other guy, I think his friends, their buzz just didn't kick in yet. So they asked that question, and in the span of Corey answering the question, like, "Oh yeah, we're fucking buzzed."
Yeah, with that second beer hit,
this rules.
Oh, second beer high.
That's right. Our friend Ryan, the leader, he rocks.
Yeah, yeah. These girls love it. They're like teenage boys. They can't wait to lose it to old men. They want 25-year-old guys to fuck them.
That's what I'm saying.
Kevin Esquire in the YouTube chat. This should be called Kids Too.
Kids
That's
too,
a
baby.
Really good joke.
Women was made for man's pleasure, man.
Oh, that's right. That guy
made for man's pleasure, man. It's like evil Boomhauer.
Yeah, he was just questioning him. Now he's like, "No, what? You're right. That he, God made him up from our rib."
Oh,
actually, he does say that.
That's right. Genesis 8:12.
Actually, you know what? I think he does say that. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Therefore, they are fucking lining up for us.
Oh, hell yeah. That's what I'm saying. Women was made for man's pleasure, man. Say so right in the Bible. They came from our rib.
Oh, yeah. They came from our rib.
Anyway, if they get around like you say they do, they're probably harvesting.
Listen, enough of your Christian bullshit. I'm just trying to fuck kids.
Oh, I forgot about this. This does plant a seed that comes up later on because he's like, the high school girls, if they're getting around like that, they probably have STDs.
Cunt worms.
Good point.
Yeah, cunt worms.
Have you seen any cunt worms?
What the fuck?
Even if they're there, they're probably
is he the most irredeemable character of all time? Is
well, to be fair, his cowboy friend brings up the cunt worms.
Cunt worms.
Just another hilarious joke. Like, yeah, they probably got STDs like cunt worms.
I walk back in and Jeff is recoiling in disgust. So I can only imagine what just got shown to everybody.
Well, they were like, women are just holes for our delight or whatever. And then they're like, oh, but when they get around like that, they probably are cunt worms.
They probably got STDs like cunt worms.
What on earth?
They harvest the STD.
Yeah, they probably got the cunt worms.
I've never seen any cunt worms. Personally,
what?
Oh, here's the funny part.
If they're there, they're probably very, very small. Besides that, these girls are virgins. So they're probably clean. And you can always wrap it up.
Oh, nothing like popping a cherry.
All right, I'm game. Where is this thing?
Okay, you convinced me.
All right, I'll go fuck high school girls, too.
I thought he said, wait, I'm gay.
Well,
and I was like, wait, did he just realize he's gay?
Well, and I love that they're like, wait. What if these high school girls have STDs? It's like, don't worry. You can always wear a condom. Like, okay.
Yeah, you've convinced me.
I was kind of worried there about 15-year-old pussy.
Don't worry. The other ones with STDs are the ones that fucked me because I'm a filthy mess.
I don't know. It's at some girl's house. I'm not really sure.
What? Don't be a dick.
Yeah, come on, man. Share the wealth. It's probably just a few people. I was just invited there. I still think it would be cool for me to show up with a couple guys. You know what I'm saying?
They corner him. We said share the wealth. Yeah, start pushing him down.
Yeah, they start fucking his mouth and his ass.
Yeah, getting dumb and dumber.
You know what? We're going to give you cunt worms.
Well, I don't know why they're friends with this guy. Because well, like, he doesn't treat them any better than he treats his girlfriend.
Well, he's full of great ideas.
I promise. Oh, that's probably her. Hello? Oh, hi, Mom. How's Australia? Good.
We've already seen many times throughout this movie that like he has caller ID on his phone. I know that's
evening, cowards.
That's the obvious joke, though, of like,
yeah.
Hello. Oh, hi, Mom.
Well, but it's not like he answered the phone and said, I can't wait for you to suck me. Yeah. And then it's his
mom. Do you
have
cunt worms?
He simply went, hello. Like, some people just answer the phone like that.
So I'm just at home. I'm doing a little homework right now. But listen, I got another call coming in. So,
wait, he's supposed to be 25. He's acting like his response is acting as if he's a 17-year-old whose mom just called him, not a 25-year-old whose mom just called him.
To be Jim and them fair, I think...
To be Jim and them fair.
That is deliberate. I think they're trying to be like, he's a rich kid that lives at home, a rich college kid.
Okay.
I'm probably giving them more credit than they deserve, as we've seen. But I could almost see where that would make sense where... Yeah, he's this smooth-talking guy living in a big house, but it's actually just a rich kid.
Isn't this what like Jake and Jared and Brian were getting up to, like when they lived in that house?
yeah, like, talking about cunt worms and cocoa buns.
Like having sex with high schoolers. And stuff. Pretty sure that's what confirmed.
And have a great trip, and I'll see you guys in a few weeks. Okay, I love you too. All right, Mom.
Fake sideburns.
Yeah, the joke of that conversation, not to effortlessly improve this movie.
Yes.
The joke of that conversation makes more sense if he's having the conversation while the girl blows him. Because then it's like him being like, I love you too, Mom. Oh, a vacation? Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I have so much fun. And I'm not even saying that's a good idea. I'm simply saying it's an idea, and this movie has no idea.
Yeah, but that character is so dumb. He'd be like, Mom, I'm getting a blowjob right now.
Yeah.
Who's calling? I'm getting blown. Oh, hi, Mom. Oh, Mom.
Mom, I'm coming. Mom, I'm coming home for dinner.
Or what's her name? Caroline.
Miss you, baby.
Oh, Caroline. What's up?
Ryan, I'm sorry, hon.
My bed's in such a weird spot in the room.
I thought maybe I'd come over in a little while.
No, I'm cool.
Yeah, what room is she in? We've seen her
room.
Out
tonight. Where?
We've seen her bedroom. No, her bed was... Was that at her at his house?
No, she slumped over.
No, yeah, she was at his house.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
I have cunt worms, okay? Wait,
did you just call her a bitch?
Yeah, he called her a bitch. This is the 15-year-old girl.
That is?
Yeah.
Party still going on, or?
So weirdly enough, to fill in the gaps here on the great plot of this movie.
Uh-huh.
The 15-year-old girl and the blowjob girl are getting ready for their rainbow party. But then for no reason, the blowjob girl decides she wants to hook up with the boy that this girl likes. Okay. So she's like, I gotta go, and like just leaves the dumb party because she wants to go hook up with the guy who got head through the glory hole that his friend snuck in.
Sick.
But just to kind of fuck her friend over for no reason, kind of. But that leaves it where she's by himself for Corey's character to show up.
Yeah. Who are you?
Brian.
Oh. I'm Michelle. So, come in.
Oh, nice shaky cam, just like Batman Begins. It's like Nolan, dude.
And this is the guy that loves feet and double vaginas and is always looking up stuff on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, he's in the closet.
Well, he's in the tree.
I think he's gonna hop out and come on.
I guess they're just running a little late or something.
I miss that haircut.
Which one? The girl?
Yeah, the girl. I miss that haircut, man. That was good.
Like the Manny Pixie Dream Girl.
Now the only people with haircuts like that are like old white women.
Mm. Well, that's what happens. You live long enough to see the cute haircut become the old lady haircut.
Yeah. You're not in the yes no more, bitch.
That's why kids would look at this and be like, people look so old back then.
Yeah.
Your lipstick's hot.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. Your lipstick gives me a bug.
Why is he acting... Okay.
So...
Because he's smooth, like... Cool. You'd think he would... Yeah. He's been, like, cool guy this whole time.
Yeah, he's been smooth... Or smooth.
Not smooth, yeah.
He acts like he has confidence that is unearned this entire time. Why is he suddenly acting like it's awkward that he's here with a girl?
Yeah. Does he get... Is his reward getting laid with a younger girl?
Could be.
It just ends with him having sex with a younger and younger girl.
Fuck.
Beat this, April.
What?
Well, I cut it because I was like, this stuff I can't put on YouTube.
I know. I mean, I get what's what happened. But
yeah,
he just fucked a 15-year-old.
Right, no, they just ran a mile, right?
Yeah.
They went to this high school and then ran around the track, and now they're tired.
Mike doesn't know about sex.
And I believe this has to be
their... What are they doing to each other?
This has to be their Fight Club ref, kind of, because it's like shot the same way as like the I haven't been fucked like that since grade school.
Oh, okay.
Fuck.
But
she's in
this, April.
Yeah.
Where'd you learn to fuck like that?
MTV.
What?
And even that,
is
even
that a funny
2000,
joke?
And even in 2009, that doesn't really make sense. You know what I mean? Like, was it ridiculousness at that point? What was it? What were they playing?
Where'd you learn to fuck, Nick Jr.?
TRL, Carson Daly.
Yeah, 2009. Yeah, to Steven's Untitled Rock Show. Maybe. Maybe she watched Fuse. Yeah,
maybe MySpace. Which one the fuck like that? MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace.
Top 8.
I love the funny joke after he bangs a sophomore.
Yeah. Now he's playing video games because we know.
Right, but here's the thing. Hey,
it's a PlayStation.
Lack of consistency.
Right?
Yeah, because he said the things he likes. One of them was Xbox. Yeah.
And he's also clearly
wrong, and it should have been a 360. But now he's playing a PS3.
And he's clearly playing, based on how he's like using the controller.
So he doesn't even like Xbox.
Yeah, he's like shoot melee.
Alan, she brought the notebook.
Space Invader is shutting down.
Who could it be at this late hour?
Dude, yeah, it's totally like our specials, over the top. Like, huh? What? Oh, I forgot. People can ring a doorbell, right?
Hey. Nothing.
It's good ADR again. Different girl, probably.
Hey. Fucking love you.
I missed you so much today.
I missed you too.
Yeah.
A lot.
Pass me my notebook.
Where is it?
Over there.
Here?
I like that it's a fake notebook.
Yeah, notebook, that's not right bad. There. I don't hate that.
Pass me my notebook.
You suck. No, I think it's the blow. No, it's not the blow. You suck anyway.
Ryan.
Hey, come to give us another shot?
Yes.
Oh.
I like that he has the other guy's orange vest on now. Because they don't have enough outfits.
Always the same, bro.
Why is he wearing a robe?
Is he just fucked?
What's up?
How many times are you going to tell me you're done doing coke around me?
I am done doing coke around you. I did it while you were upstairs, so I did it down here.
Oh, you. She kisses him.
You get sort of mean, you know? It's just
that I love you forever and I'll never, ever stop.
Don't you want to forget all that shit and just go back to being
all that shit is my life, okay? That's who I am. This is where I'm at. So if you want to be around me and you want to be a part of it, you're just going to have to fucking deal with it, all right? Oh, please, don't give me that fucking sappy look right now. This is guy time.
We're playing Robot Commanders.
It's not pimping whole time.
Oh, hell yeah, you tell her, man.
It's like his
rule.
If you buy the soundtrack, it's like Ryan's motif and that riff plays each time.
Ray's theme.
This girl's in a different movie than everybody else.
You tell her, man.
Everyone else is in like a sex teen rom-comp. She's in like a terrifying, lifetime drama.
Give me that fucking sappy look
not
right now.
Not pimping hoe time.
This is guy time, all right? It's not pimping hoe time.
Oh, hell yeah, you tell her, man.
Yeah. I got drugs to do and people not to see, like you. Give me a look.
Back to three player.
Hi, I love you.
How you doing?
All right, let's fuck now.
Nothing.
That's good.
You're my dream man.
So I was thinking right now would be a good time for you to suck my cock.
All right, stop.
This movie has such an evil aura, dude.
This is so dark. This is the darkest shit.
This feels Italian.
This is so dark. This is like life again. Lifetime movie drama.
He comes up there to corner her to get his dick sucked.
And I don't know how true it was, but I think I was trying to dig around. I think I was digging around on Letterboxd to see because there were reviews of this, and someone said that they had brought this to a convention to have Corey sign it. And he was like, yeah, you know, I only did like 2 days on the set. You never know how these movies are going to turn out.
Yeah,
and I don't think that works in this case when you're acting out the scenes. Yeah. I don't think that excuse works.
This isn't one of those things where like he's on the other end of a phone or like he is like open-endedly doing something and he's reacting to something and he's in it for like 2 minutes. Your cut alone is showing he's in it for like a half an hour.
Yeah.
And he's aware of everything he's doing.
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, it's Jessica again for the third week in a row.
Yeah.
Man, I'm sick with COVID and I can't fucking watch this shit anymore. It's disgusting as fuck.
No, you gotta love it.
Yeah, it's the best.
This is gonna cure your COVID.
I'm trying, but I just had a few things I wanted to bring up. So, Jeff, welcome back from hell. Mm-hmm. Been gone for a while.
No, he wasn't in hell. He was in a phone. Back. Remember, he got sucked into his phone.
Yeah, I got out of my phone.
He got sucked into his phone. Jim and them Christmas card that said Barbarian is a 5-star movie. It sure as fuck is.
Hell yeah.
The Eighth Woman is the shit. Watch it if you can.
Yeah.
And then Mike, there's apparently some lore out there that I killed Mike the puppy. I didn't kill the puppy. I saved the puppy.
Who said that?
I don't know. I think it was Duquesne in the fucking, yeah, he was fucking me up. And I was like, I spent $200 on that puppy.
All right. Well, I hope you didn't run it over.
That's a lot to
kill a puppy. No, I didn't run it over. Holy shit. I saved that puppy, but he's in good hands now. And, shout out to Bubbles in the chat. And one last thing, Mike, Mike, I love you anyways.
Thank you.
But, Jim, I need you to look up something in part two. I have to go to bed, but if you can, look something up for me, okay?
All right, send me the link.
All right, I'll send it to you in the Discord. It's called Chicken Pig Attack.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Let's hope it's good. You're putting yourself out there.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm fucking myself over hard on part one. I was willing to call in part two, but I'm fucking sick as a dog. My mom has pneumonia. I can't taste or smell anything. I've been drinking all night, taking 99 shots of vodka.
Who are you, Ryan?
Yeah, you're Ryan from Hooking Up. Although James,
that's what they say when you have COVID is to drink vodka.
James in the YouTube chat, go into the light, Carol Ann. Poltergeist.
I'm ready to go into the light. My fucking heater broke, and it's going to be like 12 degrees here tonight, so I hope my pipes don't freeze. So shit's just hitting the fan, but I wanted to let you guys know I was watching and I was trying to hang on, but I couldn't hang on. But I'll send you the link, Jim. And
all
Mike,
right.
I love you more than anything. And thank you for the reaching out and sexting me nonstop.
I cannot stress enough how untrue that is.
Is that why you're jerking off a chicken freak or whatever?
I'll make them up if I have to make them up. The sexting, you know how much you've been sexting me, Mike. You better
she'll make
stop
it up if she has to.
What the?
Exposed, so.
She claims to like me, and then every time she calls, she like makes up weird lies to make me look bad.
Well, no, she said she'll make it up if she has to.
Yeah,
so just sext her.
Of course. How else am I gonna get a guy to like me? You gotta be like Corey. You gotta
publicly threaten him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, make the weird shit up to make him like you or whatever. But shout out to my girl Bubbles. And you guys have a good night. I have to fucking pass out now. So I'll talk to you guys later next week.
Yeah. All right. Have a good one. Let the Corey Feldman from Hooking Up keep you warm through the night.
No. All right. Okay. Bye,
later.
Guys.
Bye.
Later.
I feel like I don't know the lore with Jessica. Where did I miss when she started calling?
Well, no, she showed up one week. I think it was during the New Year's show.
Yeah.
And I was making jokes that I loved her more than anything. Mm-hmm. And then I guess now I sext her all the time. I guess that's what's happening.
Well, yeah, if you don't sext her, she'll make up that you're sexting.
Oh,
yeah, that's what she said.
Oh, I thought she said that I was all the time. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what is this girl?
No, she's saying she's gonna, she was like, if you don't sext her, she was doing the thing like, you better have sex with me or I'm going to say someone raped or you raped me.
Yeah, like the Joy. Was the lady at ESPN had that plan too?
Oh, yeah. Joy, I don't know, Behar.
Behar.
No, it's not Joy Behar. All right.
What's wrong with you? Why are you being such a fucking tease, huh?
You're wearing this sexy, cute little outfit. And you don't even want to fucking suck my cock. Like, what the fuck?
I'm sorry.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
Dude, this movie is so funny. Such a funny comedy.
You wear these sweatpants and you don't even blow me?
I'm a fucking cunt. Sometimes I fucking hate you.
Look how tan he is.
You know that? Yeah.
It's all intense. The director's like, cut, more intensity, please. This is a comedy, folks.
Guys, I'm sorry. I'm laughing too hard. You guys are going to need to stop being so funny, please. Can you please just dial back all the comedy that you're doing right now? I'm just laughing too hard.
Oh, it's cool.
Yeah, Ryan's theme plays again. Ryan's song.
Another scene where it ends with their crying in a pillow.
Different bed, though. There's the bed you remember. It's his bed.
Yeah, Ryan's awesome room.
Yeah, every single scene ends with her burying her face in a pillow.
Oh, okay. This part I left in because, yes, they do pull off. This is them pulling off the moment of sneaking into a room and coming on a couple that are having sex.
Okay.
So the jerk-off pervert guy, his sister's the blowjob girl.
Corey?
No. Hold on. Let me explain this because so people can follow it. So the jerk-off pervert guy is with his other feet fetish double vagina friend. And the double vagina friend's like, this is our chance. Because they see that their friend's having sex in his room.
Can't believe those are two characters.
And he's like, this is our chance to do the thing. I forget what they called it. And he's like, well, who's in there? And he's like, it doesn't matter. Let's just do it. Which is weird because it's like almost like trying to be like, oh, he doesn't know he's going to do it to his sister.
Right.
But earlier in the movie, he was jerking off with his sister's panties. Like she caught him. So like the dude's already a pervert. Like it feels like the way the character was, it wouldn't even matter if you told him. It's but the movie does kind of have the tact to not show us it. It cuts to the outside of the house as they bust in and then bust on that couple.
Oh, fuck! Scramble!
Fuck you guys!
You all right? You want to keep going? Or?
Wait, this is... That's how the movie is edited?
Yeah, that's how it plays out.
Oh, I thought you just kept a still.
This is the actual scene.
What an insane choice.
Because, I mean, at least they were like, well, we can't show them coming on them.
But it's not even like a shot of the outside. It's a still.
Yeah, until it does. It does pick up with them running outside. But yeah, you're right. It's just a still.
Fuck! Scramble!
Fuck you guys.
You all right? You want to keep going or...
All right, this is when Corey makes his girlfriend have a threesome with the other younger girl.
Dude, how are they still together in this, even within the narrative of this film?
He's like, hold on.
No. Come here. Watch.
Dude, she's crying. Yeah, she's crying.
What the fuck is this?
This is an abuse drama.
Yeah, no, it's an abuse drama.
By the way, I just got a message from Andy Lowe that said, send me $100. I'll tell everybody that we've been sexting nonstop.
I did have to trim that shit down.
Dude,
because
like,
there is more involved in it.
She's actively crying. Yeah. This guy's a monster, and there's no like
is there
redeemable
comeuppance?
Comedy within any of it.
Where's the come up?
It's coming. Don't worry. Oh yeah, I put this still, not to be confused with the other scene.
You did what they did.
This,
you just did it.
I edited because I was like, oh, I can't play what's happening.
You took
here.
Inspiration from earlier in the film.
Yeah.
I don't love you, and I never did. So please just leave.
What the fuck?
Is they're running out of the house after.
I guess it's goodbye.
I like how there's like a there was like a raindrop on the camera that they just they didn't notice.
Was obvious.
This is a banger.
Still, I don't know why.
This is like a goof.
And I can't forget.
She's wearing an I Love My Boyfriend shirt too.
The fuck?
Right after the threesome.
And I feel it's obvious.
Dude, wait for it. It's coming though. Don't worry. It's coming.
Why.
It's coming. I had to cut again because it just cuts back to, as she's walking she's out crying, walking. It cuts back to him fucking that girl.
Jesus.
All right, here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. The end of the movie! Hey! The end of the movie! Hey! It's the end of the movie, everybody!
Are you serious?
Sad, nihilistic ending?
Dude, I laughed so hard.
What is this?
When the credits came out.
The point is nothing matters. This is like that guy wins.
This is like the end of The Mist. Dude, what the fuck?
Wow. Now, are they somewhat aware because they even cut the music and you just hear like suburbia?
Well, that's them making an art statement, like an art piece. Like, yeah, man, it's the end of No Country for Old Men. Like, it doesn't matter in the end.
These people should be murdered, too. Like, every name that comes up here, they should all be murdered.
I thought that, like, something crazy was going to happen, not that the movie would just end.
Yeah, no, dude, the credit cut is one of the best moments in the whole film. That's crazy. The whole film.
Oh, my God.
It comes to the big comeuppance of...
And you said that it interstitialed him fucking the other girl.
Yes.
The younger girl. And then it's just over.
And yeah, she's wearing an I Love My Boyfriend shirt that is stained with tears.
And then Vincent Scordia.
Which is Italian as hell.
From the twisted mind of Vincent Scordia.
Yeah. From the tomb, the catacombs.
I feel like we could be like what Jordan Peele was to The Birthday. We could be for Hooking Up. Mm. Like... Yeah, and then Jim and Em, this movie was made in 2009, and Jim and Em was like, this is a lost gem, and they brought it back.
What the fuck, dude?
If Alamo Drafthouse had any balls, they would be playing this movie in their theaters.
So he just abuses this one girl and then gets a younger girlfriend?
Yeah, yep. He just like no comedy involved, abuses her for an entire movie, then fucks a 15-year-old, and then the movie ends when she walks home sad.
I think technically he does have a threesome. And then she gets sad, like kind of after, and then he kicks her out and says, I never loved you, and calls her a slut, and she leaves crying.
And then the movie ends.
And then the movie ends. Oh, yes.
What the fuck?
Oh, yes, actually. Is Vincent Scordia, is he up to anything these days?
Dude, this is baffling. This is a baffling... You said something was going to happen, and on my list of things... This wasn't even on it. The idea that it was just gonna end.
No, right? No, that's what I said. Like, you're not gonna. Yeah, Corey you're not wins. Gonna know. You're not gonna know where this goes. And
it's subversive.
Yes, it would. If I had an inkling that they were trying to go for something subversive,
no way.
I would almost be like, oh, I guess. Like, and they're trying something.
Yeah, this really
but there's
is.
No
kids
way.
Too.
There's no way. They have no idea what they thought they were making a funny sex romp. And like, I don't know. I really don't know. Like, I think they do know that Corey's character's bad, but I think they thought it was like funny over the top what he was doing, maybe.
But nothing is funny about it.
Yeah. No.
It's all just like aggressive abuse that like she is trapped in.
Yeah, they should have switched roles with Balky. You bitch. Slapping her around.
Yeah, like Balky has to resist having sex with the 15-year-old girl because her dad is Brian O'Halloran from Clerks, and he's the principal of the school. So he invites Balky over because he's a teacher for a barbecue, and she like corners him in the bathroom and is like trying to have sex with him. And then like it's like a wacky moment of like then the dad's like, "Hey, you okay in there?" Like he's at the door type thing, and she's like unbuttoning his shirt and trying to like grab his dick and everything. Like,
and Brian O'Halloran just thinks he's in there pooping.
High school girls will be high school girls. They're always trying to blow dads. They're always trying to corner dads and blow them.
Now he's trying to blow their teacher.
Get out of here.
What an amazing moment when the directed by comes up.
That I couldn't have predicted it in my wildest dreams. What an insane decision. Yeah, what are they going for? Again, do they think we should be laughing? Do they think we should be depressed?
You know what? To be fair, there is a post-credit scene. And I wonder, because people in the Piscord watched this movie, did you guys watch the post-credit scene? Because there is a post-credit scene. I should have put it in the edit, but where Corey's not in it, but a doctor's looking in a microscope. And he's like, oh, my God. And he calls up and gets Ryan's voicemail. And he's like, you have cunt worms.
Wait, really?
So they have a post credit that calls back the cunt worms.
From which one did he get cunt worms?
Who knows? It could have been from any of them.
Probably from this bitch. It's from this Charlie Brown ass bitch.
Why does a movie like this have an after credits scene?
Corey Feldman will return in Cunt Worms 2.
Yeah, in Hooking Up 2, Cunt Worms. Yeah, and then in the post credit, the other guy, the foot fetish guy, never hooks up with a girl. But he's always talking loudly in the library about sexual stuff.
How long is this after credit scene?
There's a running gag where this girl keeps telling him to shut up because she's trying to study, which is almost kind of funny because it's like it's like a Kevin Smith, like a Jay Muse thing where Jay Muse is yelling gross stuff and someone is like, people are reacting, like actual real world people are reacting to it. But he ends up hooking up with the library girl that hated him, but then he finds out she has two vaginas. And so she's like, this is going to be weird, bud. And it's like, but that's been his dream this whole time.
Right.
So good for him. He gets the two vagina girl and the cunt worms. So two payoffs happen in the credits.
So how hard was it for you to win Stella back after she found out you watched this movie?
She doesn't even know I watched it. So don't even tell her.
Okay, I won't, Jim, but only because we're friends. But you better not corner her and make her dance naked for us after blasting rails. Because I'm going to hoot and holler and throw my cowboy hat in the air when it happens.
Yeah, let's see. Okay, yeah, I didn't even see this on IMDb, but Synth Attic pointed it out. Yeah, Jeff Siegel, one of the co-directors. He's an Emmy Award-winning filmmaker, writer, director, producer, editor. This is the one that I read was working on Billy Joel shit.
Sure.
Graduate of NYU Tisch School of the Arts. He began his career at Saturday Night Live, The Daily Show, Late Night with Conan O'Brien, ABC News, NBC News, and BBC in London. Since then, he's produced and directed dozens of documentaries for clients, including Netflix. Although this reeks of someone that wrote their own thing and they're gassing themselves up.
But even so, like, why would someone who's worked on real things be involved in trash?
I assume that's after. Like, I assume maybe this was
just the script flops through. But also, 800 hands.
I don't know. Him saying that he worked on those, I feel like he was probably like an intern. Because this reeks of like someone pumped up their thing. I'm looking at his actual credits. I don't know if I see.
What did he do for any?
Because, yeah, like, did you write for Saturday Night Live or were you like a page? Like, you helped run the camera, like, move equipment or whatever. Sure. You know what I mean? But given he has worked, like, nothing like big, but yeah, like he is working in the industry, which is a goddamn travesty. If anyone should be canceled, it's one of the co-directors. Okay, yeah, he was a research intern on Saturday Night Live. Looking at his credits, he was an intern at The Daily Show.
Well, we're begging for YouTube scraps. Well, no, this guy's exactly off winning Emmys.
He was a production intern on Conan O'Brien. So he's kind of pumping his shit up. But yeah, he did win an Emmy for something. He had something to do with Billy Joel's music video or something or other. And he looked like he worked on like a 30 for 30 or something. So, I mean, he should be killed. He should be murdered. Yeah. He should be killed.
He should be dragged into
publicly.
The street. He should be like
unalived.
Yeah, he should do that thing in Braveheart where they tie different horses to all of his limbs and just
drawn and quartered.
Yeah, he should be drawn and quartered.
Ooh.
And I think Parker Croft is the actor that plays the foot fetish guy.
Okay, yeah.
It looks like he was in, he's been in some stuff recently. Oh,
he's in The Brutalist.
It said he was a character on Once Upon a Time.
Oh, really? Who?
Felix?
Was it one of the dwarves?
He was Felix.
I don't remember Felix.
I'm sure it's just like a background character or something.
Yeah, some just rando in the diner.
And I think same with this, the abused girl. She has a lot of like extra credits, like just as background players. Like she's a regular working actor, but like not as parts. Like Jesus. It looks like on Jimmy Kimmel Live, she was mom. Then she was Tiny Tim's mom. Then she was mom on a plane. Then she was woman swiping Tinder.
She seems awfully young to be mom. I guess this is modern
now. Yeah, this is now.
Dude, what an insanely dark thing this has been.
Yes.
I did not anticipate how dark this would be. Man. I thought it'd be bad, but not. I didn't think it would be so bleak.
No, exactly. It's an evil film. It's got an evil aura.
Yeah, you have to pass it on to someone in 7 days, or you or you get fucked by Corey Feldman.
Yeah, I feel like while I'm watching this movie, I keep looking out the window, and random strangers are walking towards me very slowly.
Naked guys are on the roof.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if anyone else from this film is in other things.
The Capitol riot.
Yeah, no, not really. But yeah, is this what they're doing over at NYU School of Arts?
Yeah, fucking liberals.
Is this where libtards are born?
Yeah, thanks, woke. This is what you make? This is what a bunch of fucking Harvard graduates made?
So, yeah, there you go. That's hooking up. That's a movie that, you know, should see the light of day. People that are involved in it should be punished.
You know, like when a really good movie comes out and everyone's like, they're making a black and white cut. This is like the opposite of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you take a movie that was awful and somehow make it even worse.
Take the bleak cut of, take all the comic relief out of, this dark story.
Yeah, take all the comedy out of this movie.
And the movie's only like an hour 25 or something like that, but of course it feels like it's forever.
Sure.
Yeah, I like that a third of it is Corey just abusing a girl and then winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, abusing a woman with zero consequences and then becoming more of a pedophile.
He continues the cycle of abuse. Yeah, he just moves on to his next victim. Well, is that their point?
He becomes a more successful pedophile.
That's their point, right?
Well, the thing is, like, I would love to have the guys that wrote this and directed this on our show, but not now, because now they would twist it and try to say, oh, yeah, we were making a comment on what it means that these villains get away. I would want a time machine solely to get them, like, in promotion of this film.
Sure, to tell us the
idea.
And
then be like, hey, so, what were the thoughts behind the Ryan character played by Corey Feldman? That was wild, huh? And they'd be like, dude, so funny.
Yeah, getting pussy.
It's basically like
tricking girls, getting laid.
It's wish fulfillment.
Yeah, they're dressed like Matt and Trey Parker.
He was my my self-insert character. Basically, all that stuff was like me when I was young. That's me being Jeff Siegel. Hi, I'm Jeff Siegel.
No, I love when we make shitty people be Corey.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we just need to let Corey know we've seen this movie and we haven't forgotten. And we won't let the world forget either.
Mm-hmm.
We will not let we will be the voice of the voiceless.
Hooking up is our 9/11.
Yes.
Never forget.
Absolutely. But anyways, you know, time flies when you're having fun. Is
that a part one?
That is a part one, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa. I feel like I just got abused.
We will be back. Stick around. We'll be back for part two. Hang out.
One of the world's most renowned spas. Here, rejuvenating treatments restore health to mind and body. And for hair, the salon at Golden Door chooses Pantene Pro-V, the ultimate in pro-vitamin therapy.